feeling his ailment. U.S. President Donald Trump says the U.S. government should get a substantial portion of the purchase price of TikTok if an American firm buys the app owned by China's ByteDance. Mr. Trump says this was discussed on a phone call with the Microsoft boss over the weekend. Microsoft is looking to buy TikTok. President Trump has also warned he will ban the app on the 15th of September if there is no deal. ByteDance is under pressure to sell its U.S. business after Mr. Trump threatened a crackdown on Chinese tech companies. The Trump administration has accused TikTok and others of providing data to the Chinese government, which Beijing and TikTok deny. The state-run China Daily newspaper said on Tuesday that Beijing would not accept the theft of a Chinese technology company. It also warned in an editorial that China had, quote, plenty of ways to respond if the administration carries out its planned smash and grab, end quote. Lawmakers in Nevada have agreed to send ballots to all voters in the western U.S. state for November's presidential election, a move that drew an immediate rebuke from President Donald Trump as unfair to Republicans. The legislation, which is expected to be signed by the state's Democratic governor, would make Nevada the eighth state to automatically send mail-in ballots to make it easier to vote and to avoid long lines at polling places on November 3rd in the midst of the continuing surge of the coronavirus pandemic in the U.S. Trump has contended that increased mail-in voting in Nevada and elsewhere will lead to widespread election fraud. The president threatened to sue to block the change in the voting regimen in Nevada, where he lost by 27,000 votes to Democrat Hillary Clinton in 2016 election. Polling shows the state leaning towards the presumptive Democratic candidate, former Vice President Joe Biden, over Trump in the election in 3 months.